We are in Daf Tes, Amid Aleph. We had heard about Machlokes, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. If the Sukkah, if there's a Din Asiyah Lishma, Beis Shammai holds you need Asiyah Lishma. And Beis Hillel holds you don't need Asiyah Lishma. So the Gemara asks, Beis Hillel, Les Lohu, the Rab Yehuda Marab, the Omar Rab Yehuda Marab, Aso min hakoitzin, min hanimin, min hagardin psula. Now, these are different types of threads. We'll see Proteus and Rashi, which are attached to the beged, but their attachment to the beged was not l'shem tzitzis. And now, one wants to make tzitzis out of these threads. We'll see more klor in Rashi. Min hasisim ksheira. But if you take a spool of thread, and the thread was not woven l'shem tzitzis, but you put it into the beged l'shem tzitzis, so Rav Yehuda said b'shem Rav, that is kosher. There's a din by tzitzis, you need tli l'shma, it has to be attached to the beged l'shem mitzvah tzitzis, but Rav held you don't need tvi l'shma, that the threads themselves do not have to be woven l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. That's what Rav said b'shem, that's what Rav Yehuda said b'shem Rav. Ki emri se kamei de Shmuel, after Rav was nifter, Rav Yehuda went to learn by Shmuel. He told over Shmuel this memra of Rav, Omali, and Shmuel said, af min hasisim nami psula, just like you need tli elishmo, you need the attaching of the chutim to the beged has to be l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. The same way, you need tviya lishmo, the be'inan tviya lishmo. So kaponim, we see by tzitzis, there's a aloche, that the tzitzis have to be attached or even woven l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. Ochinami neboi suke asuya lishmo. So the Gemara asks, we should have a sukkah also lishmo. What is the difference between sukkah and tzitzis? So the Gemara says, Shani hosom, Toma kro gdilim tasa lecho, lecho l'shem choyvach. It should be made l'shem choyves ha-mitzvah. So the Gemara says, klo, lecho. So the Gemara says, ochi nami, chag asukkah is tasa lecho, lecho l'shem choyvach. This lecho is coming for a different purpose. Not to tell me l'shem chayivach, no, that it has to be yours. Gzula is posel. So the Gemara says, Hosam nami mi boi le limute gzula. Say the same thing by tzitzis. So the Gemara answers, Hosam ksiv kru achine ba'osu lahem, mishel lahem. So I have already one posek is telling me that you need it should be shaloi. So then, the lecho is coming l'shem gzul to tell me l'shem chayvach. Masha'enken over here, the lecho is telling me that gzula is possible. Let us see Rashi. Aso l'tzitzis b'chinu l'beis hilo v'loy bo l'shmo neima gabi tzitzis nami les lehu d'rab Yehuda marav. That you don't need l'shmo. Aso letzitzis min hagarden. Parnaish, these are fringes, shetoilin b'soif hatalis, which are hanging at the end of the beged. Moisa ho'ariga, this is the leftover from the arige, it's not woven completely, some of these are chutei shesi, some which is left over, v'godol shom hatzitzis minei ubei. And from these chutim, he made tzitzis. We'll come back to this in 1 minute. Min ha-koitzin, from the thorns. So Rashi says, chutim she-nitko b'shesi. When you're in the process of weaving a beged, so you have chutei ha-shesi, which are the vertical threads, and then you have the chutei ha-orev, the horizontal threads. Now, sometimes the vertical threads tear. So what do they do? So shenitku b'shesi, b'kayshchen oisom, So they take the thread and they tie it back together again. Utluyin levosheim bebeget la'achar shenerak. So that means there's the mokim where they tie it together, they take a gesunte piece of thread to make sure to make some good knots, and that is sticking out from the material. Later the chuti ashesi continues, but the mokim akesha, you have threads jutting out, sticking out. The korilei koitzim al shem shabotim ki koitzim. Or min hanimin, kigain talis shetaflua, a talis that was sewn together. They made a hem. The roshe chuta tvira tluyimbo, umehem godlu hatzitzis, and these threads that were sewn onto the beged, so they're making tzitzis out of this. Psula, hoyel utluyim va'oimdim kol elu bebeged, le nitlu bo l'shem tzitzis lav asiyah l'shmoi. So the Chazon Ish says, from this Rashi, means a Rashi in Menoches, we see amuim de kechidish, that if you would ask us, we would think that there's a certain seder, how tzitzis have to be attached to the beged. You need, there's a nekev, and you put in four chutim on one side, four chutim on the other side, you make two kishorim, kesher al yin deraise, and that's how you make tzitzis. So the Chazon Ish says, it would seem from Rashi, that is not the only way one is permitted to attach the tzitzis to the beged. From all these oifanim, it would seem that this is also a kosher etliya. Now, there's a different problem, because here it was grad done shaloi l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. But if it would have been done l'shem mitzvah tzitzis, it would be kosher. As Isaac the Chazon Ish. Ksheiro, but we say, min asisim pakiyois kaduriyois shalchut. This is balls of thread. Kshayr hoyl shenitlu bebeged l'shem tzitzis nitlu asiyah lishmoi. So this is called an asiyah lishmo. The asiyah is how we attach the tzitzis to the beged. The tviya lishmo loy beinon shem tviya min asiyah. The asiyah is the Osulam tzitzis al kanfei bigdayim. The tzitzis has to be put on the corners. That's the asiyah. The preparation of the tzitzis there doesn't say lishmo. Kemri se kami de shmul, abiyude talmide shal rab, vishal shmul hoyo, laachab tirosu shal rab, hoyo ima shmu osoy, shmu is mishmoy, so after rab was niftan, he went over to shmul, so he told over the shmu is from Ra, kach amri ra, she says it dvom of ne shmu, nechlek alo, become okem tavayu asil lishmo, but both of them hold you need asil lishmo. Alma le gosine, not that the kasha is from shmu, from sisim, eloch gosine, af min asisim psula, de binin tvi lishmo. The man de goris alma, mashm dai de moisiv kom alo, vim kele moisiv elo midishmu, v'lav milsi, Rav Nami asiyah lishmo boy. Rav also holds you need asiyah lishmo. So the Gemara differentiated between tzitzis and sukkah, because here it says lacha, and the lacha of tzitzis means l'shem chayvach. The lacha of sukkah is lamuta gzula. The binin tasa lacha mishal lacha. It should be yours. It should not be gzula. Let us see. Taisvis. Macha gige, no, ahumi boile lamute gzula. Taimo. Taipik lei, why do you need a miut? To be mamayit by suki gzula. Taipik lei, mishim dahavale mitzvah boba vera. Mitzvah boba vera. The mahai taime poslin en esre kagozl, biyontov sheni, lekamon bereshlula magozl. But the Gemara says that Yom Tov Sheni Chalamoid Lulav HaGozel is possible, even though there's no din of Lochem, but it's possible at Mitzvah Bo Baveir. Abihi Shemai Tegufi Kashe Memes in the end of some mail, so why need here a posik to be to pass Gzula Tepe Kleot Mitzvah Bo Baveir. ואיש מייטה גופה קשה, דגמור הווית הלולה בגוזל דרלון איזה שוורקה, תקום הבישלוים ביונטה ורישן, יונטה ורישן, בין הלוחם משלוחם, אלא ביונטה ושני ימי, ומשאני משיב לעבורי מצווה, והשתם, אם כן, איפתי זה דין המצווה בווירס, או לוחם משלוחם, ואם כן, למה לי לוחם משלוחם, so why do you need to tell me לוחם, לולב הגוזל הספוסל על צלוחם, ביות הברישן, ואין לכם משלוחם. ומי הוא הוסם איקה לשנו ידיד צריך למות השול? That's very good. That is a dinner has to be שלוי. So there you need, so you have to be ממהית שול. אבל גבי סוכי לקה לשנו יהוכי, לרבון הדמי לקם עם פרק היושן, Todam yaitzi deichai vossi besuke shal chaveiroi. The lochi suke does not have to be shaloi. Todam yaitzi deichai vossi besuke shal chaveiroi. Vinyaku midurstiv kol ezach bisro yeshu besuke shmalamit shiko yisrael in leishu besuke achas, even though it doesn't belong to them. Malikus rashi in Tosfos, how we learn afun kol ezach. But Al Kaponim, we learn that from Kola Ezroch, that you don't need Bailus. You don't need Bailus in order to become Mitzvah Suk, even though it doesn't belong to you. So why do you need a Miut of Gzula? Bailus you don't need. So why do you need a Miut of Gzula? Typically, it's Mitzvah Bo Bavei. Now, before we come to Tosfos Teretz, number one, we have to be magdir, what is the psul of gzula? By sukkah. By sukkah, the halacha is, you don't need yours. And that's number one. Number two, it's not als the aveire. Let's be mamtik, it's not als the aveire. The Chaim Moshe brings down, from the Nei Dibi Yude, and the Biyuda said a teretz on Tosfos Kashe, so he said that Nafkamina will be by Gezelakum. The old Gezelakum is Mutter, so the Yireim says, but it's not Shaloi. It's not Shaloi, Gezelakum is Mutter, I'm not even aware of stealing it, but it's his, it's the Goy, but it's his. Zok the Mogen Avrom, so I won't be Yoytze, not Mitzvah Lulav, that's Poshit. I also won't be yaitz mitzvah sukkah. That's what the Magen Avraham, according to the Yireim, that if Gezel Akum is mut, it's not called Shaloi, so it won't be yaitz mitzvah sukkah, it's called a sukkah gzula. So the Nedivida wants to fa'emfer, Tosfos Kashe. So I bezoi, so this is not a mitzvah bo ba'avere, and it's a gzula. So now let us try to understand this. So what is the psul of gzula? Not because of the avere, it's no avere. It's not because it's not shaloi. You don't need shaloi. But gzula is possible. Let's be mamtik a little bit. The problem. The Gemara says later in Lulav HaGozel, if you hold karka eina nigzeles, so you don't get kinyon gzela in karka. So then, so it's not called a gzula, it's called a sheula. It's not gozel. So there's a psul of gozel. What is this psul of gozel? What is the psul of gozel? So the Emerson, there's a Tosfos Rid in Baba Kame, from off of the Tosfos Rid in Perik Merube Aishyud. Tosfos Rid says it's a Gzeiras HaKosov. On a beer, Tzapor Adum Metake. A Dover, a gozel, Asuki gzula is possible, is, but you don't need shaloi. If it's gozel, the heftze is a heftze of gzula, that's possible a mitzvah suke. Not that it has to be yours. A dover ha gozel is possible for suke. It's a poradume. It's a xeris akosim. Gozel is possible. So Tosfos only asks, but the lemaisin's in Aveira also. So that's what's the Achleinim want to say. That Shaykh, if you hold Gezel Hakem as Mutter, that'll be a Teretz on Tosfos Kashe. So there's a Psul of Gozel, without an Aveira. But it's sicher not the Aveira that passes. Before we come to Tosfos Teretz, I'd like to say over a Teretz from Rabbi Chanan, in Kovitz Yurim, Rabbi Chanan wants to say, he clears the Shaila, yes, Rabbi Chaim didn't know how to be Machia, but he clears the Shaila in the Indian of Mitzvah Bob Aveira, is it called, I'm not doing a Maisa Mitzvah, or is it felt in Kiyum a Mitzvah? What is the din of mitzvah bo b'aveira? Could be I'm doing a ma'isa mitzvah, but I don't have a kiyum. Felt in kiyum a mitzvah. Mitzvah bo b'aveira felt in kiyum a mitzvah. So he wants to say, l'may nafkamina, a nafkamina will be in Baal Tosef. Let us say as follows. The Gemara says, in Rosh Hashanah, hayoshan b'shmini yilke. A person will sleep in a sukkah the eighth day, you should get Malkus al Baal Tosef. Well, it says, Shleib is money, need kabot, fine. But if a person will be mechaven, to be mekayim, mitzvah suke, bishmini, he wants to be mekayim mitzvah suke, he's over Baal Tosef. So, Rabbi Chanan, what'll be the din, but he'll do it in the suke gzula, will be over Baal Tosef. The gather of Baal Tosef is here have to do the Tzuras HaMitzvah. I'll go and sit in the house and say, want to be Mekayim Mitzvah Sukkah, you won't be able Baal Tosef. The gather of Baal Tosef is you're doing the Tzuras HaMitzvah and you're Mosef with the Mitzvah. It's a 7-day Mitzvah, you're making an 8-day Mitzvah. So you're Mosef, but you have to be in the Sukkah. So he says, let's say a person, so he says like this, if there's a Psul Gzula, that gzula is a posel sukkah. So I'm not in a sukkah. Gzula is, just like the Torah says, it has to be pseilus geirin the yekev. The Torah says it has to be not gzula. Gzula is posel materials for a sukkah. Gzula is posel a sukkah. So in Meila, I won't be over Baal Tosef. That's if there's a miyut of gzula. If it's only a miyut of mitzvah boba veire, mitzvah boba veire is only in the kiyum mitzvah. By Baal Tosef, you never mekayim a mitzvah. When you sleep the eighth day, ayosha mishmini, never mekayim. But the Baal Tosef is, if you do the tzuras ha-mitzvah, so you have a Baal Tosef. So if you assume the mitzvah of Aveira is only a chesoron in the kiyum ha-mitzvah, in gozel zicher, a chesoron in the tzuras ha-mitzvah, so it'll be a nafkamina of Baal Tosef. That's what Rabbi Chanan wants to find for Tosfos Kash. But let us come to Tosfos. Taisus holds the Samarilike Kashe, but the Shloima, the Taime, the Mitzvah Babavera, Lab, the Reise, Elamid Rabon. So the whole din of Mitzvah Babavera is only at Rabon, the Kedin, so Memele, so the Kashe finds her Neton, so Memele, she need a posuk to be, the Pasel Gozul, Minatere. Umiyu Kashe, mi Pere Kanizokim. Kabichatas Gzulo, Shaloinoida Larabon. Mechaperes. The Mishnah says that they made a takone, chatas gzulo, shaloi noida l'arab means like this, that someone stole a behemoth, was magdish it for a chatas, they were makrib it for a chatas. So the Gemara says, we'll see soon, Ula says, meiker adin, it's konish mekonisht. Rabbona made a takone, mechaperes, you don't have to bring a new kol. He's potter, yeshkech lo malakad of minatere b'shei valtase, they said he doesn't have to bring a new coat. The Omar Ula, Bigmore, so Ula says in the Gemara as follows, and perhaps let us add two words what it says in the Gemara, which will zicha enhance Tosfos Kash. Ula said as follows, Dvar Teure, min ha Teure, bein noida, bein loy noida, eina mechaperes. Achatas gzule, say they knew it was a gigathel to come. So they didn't know it was a gigazel to call. It was a gigazel. What's meaning? It's not a gigazel to behemoth. A person that's the story. A person gazel to behemoth. And no one, then he did a l'shem shemaim. He had to bring a chatos. He couldn't afford a chatos. He gazel to behemoth. And then he was magdishin for a chatos. So Ula said, bein noido, say people know about the gzela, bein loy noido, eina mechaperes. My time, the yish kedi loy koni. Yish isn't koine. That means if Yish would be koine, So it's not gzula. He was kainit with yish. It's his behemoth. Now he's magdish his behemoth. Yish kedi loikol. That's what the Gemara says. But there's a problem. Vishamine leilo ule the yish kedi koni. We have a stir in ule. Ula says, Yiyush is koine, gabi oirei shel balabayis vegana vegazl. Ula says, in Masechtas Babakame, that Yiyush is koine by oirei shel balabayis. So let's just explain what it's speaking about over there. Over there it's speaking about that a gazlan went and stole oir, he stole leather. Now the klal is in Hilchis Tume Vetare, that kol hakelim yordim lidei tume b'machshav. So that means like this, if a person has a piece of leather, and he decides to use this for a table, whatever, he'll use it for a table. And if you want to use it for a table, it's roi for a table. So it's mekabel tumme already. That means the decision, if this is, we're by a gemar keli, or we're not by a gemar keli, so the decision depends on the bailim. If the Bailam decides he'll use this the way Vishishtaitan gave, so Mamela, so it's Kolakalam Yodim Lide Tume Bamashov. But the decision has to be done by a Bailam. So Ula says that a Ganev and a Gazlin, since Tam Xela Yish Bam Sagnev, whatever it is, so Mamela, so a Gazlin is Irish Abalabai is Veganev a Gazlin Machshovim Mitamos. And if they'll decide that the this oyer and this matzev, they're going to use it for a keli, so gets a teiros keli, and it's makabel tum. But that, so the Gemara says in Bobi Kama, kusula holds yish kaine. So yish is kaine, so it's his oyer already. So mamela is, he's a bailam. So Tosfos is, but we have a stira in Ule. Ule said in Gittin, devar teire bein noida bein loy noida eina mechaperes. That a behema gzula is not mechapa. My time yish kati loy koni, because yish is not koni. He says yish is not koni, and the Baba Kam he says yish is koni. Vaymer Rabbeinu Tam, the time of the ula begitten mishum mitzvah habo baveira. Ula holds yish is koni. Even though Yish is koine, but it's still a mitzvah bo baveira. And God, Rabbi Natan, this is going to chapel be. This is a very small Taisvis. In Gittin and Baba Kama, Taisvis goes to town. There we'll see more or less what Rabbi Natan holds and what Taisvis holds. But Rabbi Natan did say that what the Gemara said in Gittin, Yish kedilei koni, it's not koine for hakrove. For hakrove, Yish is not enough. That's what the Gemara meant. Yish kedilei koni. So that means Yish Kedi is not sufficient of a kinyan to help for Korbonis because it'll still be a mitzvah bo baveira. Alma di Raisi. So this is the Hashrek. Because Ula said in Gittin Dvar Teira, Bein noida, bein loy noida, eina mechaperes, the Yish Kedi loikoni, that means Yish isn't koine, to make a nice mitzvah bo baveira. So you see, mitzvah bo baveira is at mina teire. That's not like my shtik teire. Omiyu b'lav ochi lo yitoche. Tosa says, but Rabbein Tam is trying to, some say a shver pshat, so we don't have to, the behed yekoma ulo, he says, how can Rabbein Tam say mitzvah bo baveira? Ulo said, mishum di yush laikoni. Ulo said yush laikoni, this is doch, Epsazoi Arangalam Pshat Lule, Ula the Pasha says Yish Laikoni. But oi, there's another kasha. The Perik Merube Dorish Rove Behedye, the Yish Laikoni. Rove proves that Yish isn't Koine, Midrsiv Kolbonai Veloi Hagosel. That if someone stole a Behemme, he can't make it for a Kolm. Because, so Rav says, Shmamina Yish Laikoni. Rav Tak is talking about Kinyan Yish, B'milui. So you see that what's the Rai? Maybe it's Mitzvah Baba Veir. Weiss the Rai is verkehrt. Mitzvah Baba Veir is at the Rabbanon. And so it says, Le Kabon Evele Agozo, Sakochoch, because Yish isn't Kaine. But we have a problem. So if Ula holds that Yish is Kaine, I mean, so, mean, here we have an Ulin Baba Kame that says Yish is Koine. We have an Ulin Gittin that says Yish is not Koine. And Mitzvah Bavere is at the Rabbana. Elo Nira Dahu de Goizel Basre Lav Yish Kedihu. Na Goizel Basre, it's not Yish Kedi, the Iko Yish Vishini Hashem. There's a combination of Yish Vishini Hashem. Kidakoma Hosom Bemerube. That means Yish Kedi alone is not Koine. After Yush, it still belongs to the Nigzal. But there's a combination of Yush and Shini Hashem. The Mikore Kori Leimashche, before it was called a leather, a piece of leather, Vahashte Kori Lei Abarze, and now it's called a table. So since with the Kriya Shem of the Gazlan, it got a different Shem. So then the Gazlon is Koine with Yush and Shini Hashem. Yush and Shini Hashem is Koine. So Memele, but Yush alone is not Koine. Like Toisves, Ba'afal Gavda Gabi Ko, but Nami Ike Shini Hashem, by Kovn is also a Shini Hashem. Kedi Omar Hosam Demi Kore Chulin Vahash the Hegdish. So again, so what Pshat and Ulin Gitten Dvar Teure Beinoide Beinoide Eine Mechapers the Yish Kedi Leikone Abos the Shish Vishini Hashem, which is Koine. Mikol Mokim Memayiv Midrsiv Kol Bonoi Kiven the Koidem Hegdish Lav Shaloihu. Since before he was Magdishit, it wasn't his. So even though Va'av al gav the chal all of Hegdish Machmas Shini Hashem the osi hashtem Leichosi lahakrove, but you can't be makrevit the binin korbonoi b'shoshem Magdish. That means it has to be his before he's Magdish. That means if that the before he's Magdish it is only Yish Kedi. So even though with the Hegdish, it becomes his, Al Tiyish Vishini Hashem, but there's a miyat of Korbonoi. So it's very good. Rove put a raya taka Yish Kedi Loikoni from Korbonoi. If Yish Kedi would be Koino, taka be Korbonoi. Ledavoyni, I don't understand Pshat and Toisvis, where does it say in the word Korbonoi that it has to be his Korban before? Korbonoi means when it becomes a korban, it's his, because that's Yish Vishini Hashem works like that. Let's not get into the problems of Baba Kama, but we have to understand Yish Vishini Hashem. We have to understand how it works, because Pshat is as follows: in order to make a Shini Hashem, you have to be a Bailam. Someone will say that they'll use this leather for a table. You need a yichud of a bailin. Hegdish, you need a yichud of a bailin. Now, so the shaila is, how does it start? Yish vishini Hashem, the gazlan is koine. But it's only a shini Hashem if he's a bailin to make a shini Hashem. And he only can become a bailin to make a shini Hashem if he's a bailim. So that's a problem. That's the Zarash ben Baba Kama that speaks about it. But I'll call upon him, that we do see, not diagnosing the lomdis, we do see that Bibasachas epis, he does become a bailim and to make a Shini Hashem. So it's Lamaisa, it is a Shem Shini Hashem, and he becomes a bailim, and it's his to make a Shini Hashem. Taisvah says from the word Kolbonoi, we see that before it has to be, it can't be now, with the Hegdish, it can't become his. It has to become his before. So I don't know where the Kolbonoi, I don't know what the Kolbonoi means. It's Kolbon, it's Taka Kolbonoi. I don't know, I don't understand Pshat and Taisvah, where Taisvah saw that it seems before he makes it a Kolbon, it also has to be Shaloi. Akaponim, that's what Taisvah says. Zogt der Mishnah weiter. Ha'oise sukosoi tachas ha'ilon. If a person makes a sukkah underneath a tree, ki'ilu aso besoi chabayis. So it's ki'ilu, he made it in a house, and it's possible. Sukkah al gabi sukkah, Elyona kshera vatachtoina psula. So the Elyona is kosher. Vatachtoina is psula, but suketacha suker, we'll see from the Gemara, there's a drosha sukas, a loshen yochid, v'loy sukkois, that means the person on the bottom, he has to be sitting in one sukkah, not underneath two sukkahs. He can't be sukkahs teishu. He should sit under one sukkah. He's sitting under two sukkahs, so sukkah tacha sukkah is possible. L'chayre, the samazoy, the Mishnah is telling us, p'studinim, hol yayna k'sheira, v'tachtayna p'sula. No, atachtayna p'sula is very good. Tell me a din, that is a din of, is a p'sul of sukkah tacha sukkah. Fine. Why not? He made a kosher a sukkah, because underneath it is a sukkah. There should be a svore to passel it. So what's the chiddush of Yoyne Ksheira? So perhaps, that's me from the Meiri, it would seem perhaps that the Mishnah is saying kishah Yoyne Ksheira. That means like this. Well, they've laid in the Gemara, what is if the yoyne is chamsa meruba mitzilsa? So if the yoyne is chamsa meruba mitzilsa, doesn't have a shame sichuch. So memela, then the tachtoine is ksheira. So lochaira, that is pshat in the Mishnah. Hal yoyne ksheira, kishe hal yoyne ksheira. When the yoyne is kosher, that means it's silsa meruba mechamsa, then tachtoine psula. If the yoyne is chamsa merube mitzilsa, then the tachtoina will be kosher. Ab Yehuda Omer, im ein di yoyren bel yoyna hatachtoina ksheira. Ab Yehuda says, im ein di yoyren bel yoyna, that we'll wait for the Gemara to see what this means. Let us see Rashi, kilu aso besoy chabayis, upsula kedetanya bebraise begmor. Hatachtoina psula, de shnei schochin yeshlo. That what the Mishnah said, is possible that Stavke, if the Ilon is Silsa Merube Mechamos. Avol chamosoi merube mitzilosoi ksheira. Then it's kosher. Mimai, how do you know? It's a zoysa sukkosi tachasilo. Midiktoni kilu aso besoi chabayis. Why did you give me sholem? Lomali le misne kilu aso besoi chabayis. Listen, psula. That means we'll see, because Emerson, if that when a person makes a sukkah besoi chabayis, it's possible, it's the same brosher, because he's sitting underneath two schoches. Right to the Zalba Drosha. The same Drosha that's Mamay Tsuketachas Suk is Mamay Tsuketachas Abayis. It's Mamay Tsuketachas Ilom. It's one Drosha, but Mamay has to sit on the one Tsichach, not on the two Schoches. So Mamaylos, why you have to give a Moshul that a Tsuketachas Ilom is like a Tsuketachas Abayis? Elohoke Mashmulon, the Ilom, Dumiyad the Bayis. Ma baye silsa merube mechamsoi, afilon silsa merube mechamsoi. So the whole psul of suke tachas ilon is, if the ilon is silsoi merube mechamsoi. But if it's chamsoi merube mechamsoi, it is kosher. That is Hirashi. Lo moli le misne kilo aso besoi chabayis. May hu kro de nafkelon toi chabayis, nafkelon tachas ilon. Sukas veloi sukais, velo moli le mitli hai bahayich. Period. So far, so good. Now starts the problem. So, like the Gemara, Kashem, Chicham say merube mitzilo say mehave. Like the Gemara, and if it's Chicham say merube mitzilo say, so lechayre nachanami, there's no psul of suketacha seilom. He's not sitting underneath shteis chochais, because Chicham say merube mitzilo is not called a sichuch. But there's a new problem. The schach posel is shading together with the schach kosher. Let us see Rashi. Okay, mitzdarev schach posel, mechuber schach posel, not speaking about Nasuka Tachas Ilon. Forget about the Psula of Shteis Choches. It's not called Shteis Choches. It's Chamsim Rubim Mitzils. But there's a new problem now. Mechubas Chach Posulu, Dersiv Baospecho, Migornecho, Miyikvecho, Mima Shatama Asev, Migornecho, Asev Sukoscho. The Goyren, what you take away from the Goyren is already after the Tzvur was cut. And the Goyren, so the Tzvur was piled together. So that would you take away from the Goyren, Asev Sukoscho. What is that? Bepsoilus Goyren. Kegoyen Kashin. Ubibsoilis Yakev, Kugain Eshkailis Rekonios, Uzmoiris. Alme, so the Isu from the Goyim, Alme Tolosh Beinon. So you need an order to the Schach that is kosher, the Sacher has to be Adova Tolosh. Umahani Tseil Ho Ilon. L'tzeil haschach. Now the tzeil ha'ilam helps together with the tzeil haschach. L'hashlim tzilso shel sukkah, to be mashlim the tzeil of the sukkah. Now this we have to understand. What does it mean? That the tzeil of the ilam is mashlim the tzeil of the sukkah. Why should you say that? The sukkah is tzilsa meruba mecham, so you don't need the five branches of the ilam. So what does Rashi say? Umahani tzel ha'ilam l'tzel ha'schach l'hashlam tzilsa shel sukkah. Is the lechayre Rashi holds, like we'll see Taisus Muchetzach Zer Stark in our Gemara, but the lechayre Rashi holds like the Shitas HaRaviyot, the Shitas Haran, the Ran mentions the Svara also. Let us look at the Ran for 1 minute. The Ran is the Avtalad on the days, B'dafi Yariv. This is next to the last line of the Ran. The middle of the line it starts. U'pachinen alo, וכי חמסוי מרובה מצילוסוי מייהווה, ומצטרף שכח פוסל בהדי שכח קושר. פירש, שאף על פי שעסוקה בעצמו צילסו מרובה מחמסו, מה שכספתי במשנסיינו, אפילו הוכי, כיוון שצל הועילון, שהוא פוסל, אוי מיד למיילו, הרי הוא מבטל צל שכח כושר שהוא למטה ממנו, שרי אינוי משמש כלום. That means the Ran says, Amoyre de Kevolt. That means the tzel, the purpose of the sukkah is to be meitzel, to give shade, protection from the sun. What is blocking the rays of the sun? So the rays of the sun, the first thing that it reaches, that is blocking the rays of the sun. So the Elon, whatever branches there are from the Elon, so that is giving, and this area, the shade is coming not from the Schach, which is underneath the Elon, it's coming from the Elon. So it comes out, Hareyu mevatel, tzel, Schach, kosher, shehu lamata mimenu, Sherei einoi mishamish klum, it is not doing anything, kimen shal el ol yemeitzel olo. Venimso, so let's take away all that schach, which is underneath the anfei ha'ilon, is commandalethet, not doing anything. Now, if we'll take away that schach, the bottom sukkah will be chamsa merubim mitzilsa. Why is the barim sukkah tzilsa berubim mechamsa? Because you're using the schach posel. Using the schach posel. For example, the Gemara v'kom mitztarev schach posel bahadi schach kosher. Oh, so you're being machshe your sukkah betzirov schach posel im schach kosher. V'nimtze shemitztarev hocho schach posel shel ilon im schach kosher she'einoi tachas ha'ilom, she'bishneyem, with these two, nasi sasuk yitzilse merube mechamse. Ve'roi she'ti posel, and really the sukkah should be posel, That means the shade that the Elon is giving, the belav schach shetach to be tzilsa shosuke merube mechamsa. That means without this schach, it also should be tzilsa merube mechamsa. Avo belav hochi, mivsilo. It should become puzzle. So that is pshat in the Gemara's kash. Bachs Merashi also learns like that. So now let's go back to Rashi. So first Rashi said that mechuber is chach posel. Umahani, now we'll finish the Rashi. Umahani, tzeil ho'ilon, letzeil aschach. That's what Rashi means. You're using the tzeil ho'ilon, letzeil aschach, together with the tzeil aschach, lahashlim tzilso shel suki, because the tzeil aschach that is underneath the tzeil ho'ilon is command the lesser. So you're using schach posel, bahadi schach kosher. That's the Gemara's kasha and rove. Omar Rav Pope said, Bishachovto. Hishpil anofov lemato. He bent down the branches of the tree lemato, meurovim im schach kosher. Ve'ein nirin be'en. And they are not nire be'en. That means they're touching the schach kosher. Uschach kosher rabba olov umevatlo midiraise kol mili bottle berube. Minatoire desadin bittel beroy kedes nam bemas nisen im hoyo sichoch merube mehem kshayro. We'll see later, the Gemara brings down later this Mishnah, that if you had Mechubel, and you were Mashpel, the Mechubel, together with the Kosher Eschach, so it's Kosher, the Sukkah becomes Kosher, and Rashi learns that there's a Din Bittel. And Poshet Shitas Rashi is a Mold Chai, Sarai from Rashi later, Dastami, I think the Goyim brings Sarai from Rashi, that Rashi Shita is, you don't even need a Taruvis, that it's Eine Niker. Filu it's Niker, it's also, there's also Din Bittel. Filu it's Niker, it's called Erev, and it's there's a Din Bittel. That's what Rashi was, the schach kosher rabba olov umevatlon dimidereise kol mili bottle berube. The kol mili is saying a filu tznikah. That means it's only by isurim. It's only a psalter. Say it's only a darabonon. And here the mokem mitzvah leyemidu debrayim. So it's bottle berube. So the schach posel of the din bittel becomes schach kosher. Fragt die Gemore, ibische choftom, meile meimre. So what's the chiddish? So what are you telling me? It was choftom, meile meimre. So the Gemore says, mao de teimen nigzer heiche de choftom, oto heiche de loy choftom. Maybe we should be geyser, and by loy choftom it's take posel, kamash malon de loy gazrinim. That is the Chiddush of Rava. Let us see Rashi. May lemeim relova lo malei lerova lemeim aksheira lemasnis and lo malei lemeim akilaso besoich abayis lashmin and the loy posel eladum yedabayis haylav tachash neischochim hu. This is not tachash neischochim. Why should it be posel? Lav tachash neischochim hu. The kiv in the ham soy merube danotev mootev. Since it's not tachash neischol kiv, the ham soy merube danotev mootev. Uschach kosher rabo olov. You have here two milas. Number one, it's ham soy merube. Number two, uschach kosher rabo olov. Mehechit teise lemivsum. Let's watch it, you passel. Lav mishum shnei schochem ike tohachat schochel. It is one schach. Now, we can learn pshat and Rashi two oifanim. Either you can learn pshat and Rashi tochat schoche hu, because it's chamsa merube mitzilse. It doesn't have a din of a second schach. It's called only one schach. Or it could be because now, since it's together with it, so it's also one schach. Tochat schoche hu. The lav mishum mechubarike, the botalei berube. So memele, so the gmoe sakashe, maile memre. Now, Rashi goes off, it's unusual Rashi, Rashi is usually the meforish and not the poisik. Rashi says, this gemore, shma minoma hocha, from this gemore we can derive, shemesachechim alkane agag shekoiren latish. Shemesachechim alkane agag shekoiren latish. Af al pi shesmuchais zu lezu bepoches migimel. Now, mstame, this kane agag were boards that the gag rested on them, the roof rested on them. When it came sukkah time, so they took off the roof, but these kanim were still there. Now they put schach al kane agag on top of these kanim. On top of these boards. Af al pi shesmuchais zu lezu bepoches migimel. Even though there's less than gimel tfochim from one kan to another kan. So Rashi seems to be saying that l'chayre would be a mokim to passel this whole area al tlovut. That means it's teich gimel, And there's Avir Bintayim, the schach is on top of it, there's Avir Bintayim. So L'chayre, let us say, Lovud, and so we consider that the whole area is completely covered with wood. So, yeah. Abakivin, Shechamson, Merube, Mitzilson is good, because Rashi, where did Rashi see this? Rashi saw this, he says, by Elon you also have Lovud. You have an Elon, that means the problem of Lovud, Lovud said, if it's Chamsa Merube Mitzilsa, it is enough. It is kosher. And L'cheira by Chamsa Merube Mitzilsa of the Elon, you'll have Lovud. For Afal Pikein, it is kosher. Whatever the heter is. Either kosher mevatel everything, you don't say Lovud Lahachme, whatever the reason is, so you have by Kani Hagag also. The Kani Hagag also, you're putting Schach Kosher on top of them, so you mebatel it, or you don't say Lovud. So Lemaise, so it'll be Kosher. As long as it's not Silsa Merube Mechamsa of Schach Pos. Voimer Rebbe, given Shechamsa Merube Mitzilsa, Voimer Rebbe, the Zeu Hashir Kshakanim Va'aver Shabineim Bishovet. The shear of Chamsa Merube Mitzilsa is that if the Avir and the Kanim are Shove B'Shove, Machze Schach, Machze Kanim, Machze Avir, that's Chamsa Merube Mitzilsa. Kedem Rinon, the Gemara says further, this is Rashi Shit in the Gemara further, Kezuze Mele'el Keistere Miletachas. Rashi learns Pshat in the Gemara further that an Istere is larger than a Zuz. So Rashi learns Pshat that if Lamailo you have a hole as large as Azuz, and the Kakoi Sasuke you'll have a beam of light as large as an Istar, which is larger than Azuz. So that means that the light that comes through a small area diffuses and spreads out and becomes large in the bottom. So that means even though Lamailo it's Chamso Vitzilso Shovin, Milamata Chamsa Merube Mitzilsa. Period. So Mamela, so just like we see from our Gemara, that with Chofton, you can take an Elon, which Tanofim Apech Gimel Zeloze, and it's good. So Huadin Mesachechim Agabi Kane Agag. Uba'oid Shehein Hakisui Vahakanim Bishovet, Ain't Soich Lenanea. There's no need to be menaneya the kanim. Kanim be'emesin is also schach kosher,
But it's a psul of tafsa b'loy min osi, was made l'shem bayis, not l'shem sukkah. But Rashi says, if it's shavah b'shavah, so it's chamsa, so you have a sichuch of chamsa merube mitzilts of schach posul, which is the kanim. So you don't have to be minanei. Avol im hakanim rabo. What will be if there's more kanim than avir? So in other words, the kanim make it tzilsa merube mechamsa. So then you won't be able to make this. So you have already a sichuch milamata of tzilsa merube mechamsa. So then it won't help. Then noitel achas mi bentayim. Then you have to go and take one out in between to make sure that it should be a chamsa merube mitzilsa from the kanim. V'chol loshin chavote shebehashas loshin hashpola means you should be chavoytromi, you should be mashpolet. So that's how Rashi lomshat, you're mashpolet till the schach kosh, and then there's a din of bittl. V'ameforish, that's from the Moreh Mesodah being said, this is the Rambam Shita. V'ameforish chavote, the one that says chavote means tlishe, or ishlife. That means that you tear it off. Toye. The imachubahu. So what do you accomplish with this tlisha? The imachubahu, if after the tlisha, it's still mechubahu. Mayahani. So what did he do? It was mechubahu. And he cut off, and it's now, he was toilish a little bit, it's still mechubahu. Vitalashu, if you toilish it, so Hoktoni Oikotetson. Later we'll see the Gemara Bigdana Mishneh. Hidlo Leos Agetmes Adlas. The Sicha Gabim Psulam. My Sicha Chabimem. My Shekotetson Ksheira. Sicha Chabimem. The Gemara will say that means Tchoftom. My Shekotetson. So if it's Itolish, so Itolishu. My Vitolishu Hoktoni Oikotetson. Michlal Dereishem Michubore. Boy, the Itolishu. Tilsam Rubim Mechamsa, my loy. So what's gait meron the ilum will be Tilsam Rubim Mechamsa? Haleinop lo'ala schach. They fell on the schach, so they should also become schach kosher. The gabi hidlo lea, my boy, sichach, halbe mehem. The Moreh Mesodah explains that the Rambam held that it has to be tolosh. Let's not get into the Rashi's kashas, because he held that dovom mechuba doesn't become bottle. That's why the Rambam did not want to learn like Rashi, that Choptom means Hishpilom, because there won't be a din bittel by Hishpilom, since it's Mechuba. But Rashi held as a din bittel, a filo by Mechuba, so Mele, and Rashi is, on the Rambam, if it's Tola, so it's kosher, so why, what's the problem? Oto Eicha de Leicha, so the Gemara asks, it's Pshite. Moses says, I would think you're geyser choftam or teich the loy choftam. Dike mishum mechuba. De mitzarev schach posel le kosher. Deine meuriv by name. Because if it's loy choftam, that's not meuriv. U lechudei koi ve loy botel. It's kamash melon that they weren't geyser.